You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we back again, baby. Let me talk to YouTube first, okay? YouTube, what it do? Damn, y'all fine on YouTube. That's all I got to say. Y'all fine to say it. Listen, please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hey. Go ahead and also hit that notification bell so you be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as go ahead and tap that subscription button so you can subscribe to our channel. That's how you let us know that y'all for real rock with us, seriously, and y'all don't want that one night stand. Y'all want a commitment, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Also, on YouTube, it's an arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
You should definitely tell them.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share everybody on your timeline, your contact list, their long dick list, their wet pussy list. I'm sorry, that was just me. You know, you always got the one that you never forget, the top head giver, or the one that gave you the best dick. You ain't never gonna forget that. You feel me? Also, please go ahead and hit some of the links that's in our description box, because they actually take you over to a podcast platform as well as our social media. You know what I'm saying? To check us out. Now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What it do? I know y'all like our voice. I say I'm real deepish right now. I'm going to tell y'all why. But make sure that y'all go ahead and also hit that subscribe button as well, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, let me go ahead and introduce y'all to a gem. And when I mean a gem, you know what I'm saying? She's one of these rare cut diamonds over here. You know what I'm saying? It's over here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see the color change. Y'all see it. What up, red pussy? What's up? Okay, what's up, red pussy? What's up? What's up? What's good? Come on, red. Hey, RP.
Hey, girl.
Hey, RP. I'm sorry.
Hi, Coochie and P-U-S-S-Y.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Good. I gotta stop. I have a slight headache that I can't shake. I don't know if it's my, because it's like a pressure headache, right? But other than that, pretty good.
What's been going on?
Panic attacks.
Yeah.
You know what the panic attack. But other than that, good. Just
okay. You gonna tell us why you switched the color up and stuff? You just can't come right with a new color and then just not tell them. You know what I'm saying? What's popping?
Oh, I hit my 1 year lockiversary on June the 20th after Juneteenth for the culture, and I was like, I just wanted to switch it up a little bit because red my favorite color, and I was like, the orange had started to like it wasn't as bright and vibrant as it was, and I was like, well, let me switch. I was gonna go back dark, like black, because I love black hair. I think it holds styles longer. You know, it looks clean. You know. And I was like, well, you know what? I told my girl, let's just do this red color. And it came out pretty red. Y'all can't see it because I got to twist it over into the side. But probably the next few videos later on, y'all will see that I wear it down so y'all can see it. It's really red. Do you like it?
She know I love her in red hair. Any other color, this is my favorite color on
she
you.
She always loves red. Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell y'all how, you know what I'm saying? So I'm scrolling Instagram. Hold on, y'all. I'm scrolling Instagram. Now, mind you, when I scroll Instagram, I only go to probably four people's stories. Other than that, I really don't, you know what I'm saying, go to people's stories. But hers be one of the first ones that pop up on, you know what I'm saying, the story. So I'm always checking her. Yeah, I'm stalking her, right? So I check her story. She got a whole new color and hairstyle. And ain't tell me nothing.
But the thing about it is...
But ain't tell me nothing.
But the thing about it is, when I left my appointment, I was like, my mind said FaceTime Charles, because I want to surprise him. Like, new hair color, who this? But I got distracted because it's like a lot happened from me leaving my appointment. And then I was like, I'm unsure. And I had forgot that I hadn't told her when I put the picture up. But I know she ain't...
But hold on. Listen, when I DM'd her and I was like, wow. So we changed color and didn't tell nobody. This motherfucker go write me back and say, oh, so you stalking me now on my page? Or what?
Yeah,
What'd you say? She said you being nosy.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Yeah. How can I be nosy and it's on fucking Instagram? That bitch told me I'm being nosy.
I
would
have never
she
said that.
She said I'm being nosy.
I did not say
you better fucking scroll and
hold
see.
Hold on.
You hold said me. Nosy.
I did not.
I swear to God you said nosy.
Hold on. I did not.
You said okay, nosy.
Listen, hold on.
She said nosy. And I said nosy. Bitch, you put it on Instagram and I'm nosy?
Hold on.
I said, boy, you think you know somebody and then this mother... Yeah, read what you said. Read what you said.
You misread it.
What you say?
I said, you said, wow, so you changed colors and didn't tell me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who you are. I said, laughing my butt off. I was waiting on us to FaceTime to surprise you, but you've been so motherfucking busy. That's what I said.
Oh,
you back there said nosy and it's on IG. You ain't shit. Tell the
color. Hold on. You must edit and change your words. You must edit and change your words.
Oh, blood,
my nigga. Okay, I thought I saw nosy.
You know what I'm saying? I said, you saw, because she been so busy in these streets. Go to her Instagram and see all the pics, honey. She's busy. She's busy. She's busy. That's why, see what I'm saying? I would never call her nosy, because I'm going to tell her anyway. She's never nosy to me. She can know anything. I would never call her nosy, because she's not a nosy individual. You know what I'm saying? So, baby, you know what I'm saying? Don't come at me like that, baby.
My bad. I thought I had read nose. I guess that's how I took in my head.
Nah, I said you was nosy.
Yeah,
but you know what's crazy is, because I can recall a time that you did something similar, and I said, damn, you won't even tell me, and you was like, my bad, dog. So it's like, you know, we got this, the one off.
Yeah,
no,
this
mo.
The, this the
no
one
mo.
Off. This the one
no
off.
No mo.
Yeah,
but,
right.
If anybody has suggestions on how to handle panic attacks, please let me know. I don't have them often, but when I have them, they come. But I think my mind get the best of me, and it just, y'all don't think I'm crazy like that, but I think since when I lose people, like if something happens near and dear to me, it makes me very anxious. Because it lets you know that, you know how sometimes when things happen in life and it be far away, you just see it on the internet, you be like, damn. But then when it hits home, you be like, oh, I'm not exempt. You not exempt. But if y'all have like breathing techniques, I mean, I got it under control because I don't have them often. But these past two times, it was crazy. And I'm like, damn, what? I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what the fuck is that? But it freaked me out. But anyway.
Yeah.
New color. But I'm great. Life is great. One day at a time. I know Bobbiana ain't saying nothing. new color, new do. Baby, she done cut. I'm gonna chop a lace. Hey, she done chop. Look, she cut her. What's up, Bobbiana? She know I love her with her bobs. What's going on?
Oh, at her just enjoying life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoying life. Y'all know in the summertime, your girl ain't never finna have no long curl. It's hot. We in Texas,
y'all.
Y'all,
look.
It's 100, it's gonna be 100 Ooh. Degrees. 100, probably, it's gonna be 106 degrees in a couple of days.
It's 105. Crazy.
So, baby, that hair, I got it. I could.
It's so hot. And it's so crazy because me and Charleston went to my cousin Juneteenth kickback celebration. And I sweat. But, baby, when I tell you, like, somebody poured a bucket of water on me that night, my clothes were stuck to me. You could grab, take it out of my leg. And I'm like, dang, this is, like, hot. It's hot like when Antoine was in that class on ACL. He had no AC because the AC is for the honor students. That's how hot it was. It was hot. And it was like nothing could cool us down. No water, no nothing. But life's been good. Icon, Bobbiana.
Mm-hmm.
What else been going on? Any hot dates lately?
Yeah.
You don't date?
Mm-hmm.
Another secret. They told me nothing.
I'm talking about the one I was supposed to go to after we record.
Yeah. Okay, after we record.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, what color you wearing? You know, yeah.
I don't
have
know.
You picked your fit yet?
No, I'm going to just pick something.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so.
You know, sometimes when you get ready to go out, you kind of have your mind.
Because this one was the one that we didn't think. So, you know, yeah. So, hold on. Let me say this. Hold on. So, if you're looking... So whoever who's looking, and you like, dang, she going on dates? I'm single. Just letting you know that right now. So until I'm in a relationship, I'm open to date all of y'all.
Not all of y'all.
Not all. Hold on. Okay. Let me say that. Not all of y'all. But what I'm saying is I am open to date. You know what I'm saying? People, I'm not in no relationship. I don't have any title. When I say I'm single, I'm single. You feel me? So if you looking at you offended, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, she going on a date.
Wait, the one that's looking is the one you going on a date with. So why would he be offended? It's you.
Right, it's you. It's you.
But again, but I'm saying, if opportunity presents itself, of it course, won't be just you. It's going to be run it by Ricky and Mike.
Then, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what? Let me say this. Because I don't know if I had sent y'all the video in the Savage Group when it was a lady talking about them dates or something. I don't know. But anyways, yeah. I saw something on Instagram and, you know, and this lady, she was saying how that basically, that, you know, she is single and she, you know what I'm saying, she's going to date and act single until she get in a relationship. And so, you know what I'm saying, I was looking at some of the comments and the men were just, oh my gosh, they was basically like, she's a whore, she, you know what I'm saying, she's not wife material, she is, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, nobody wants a woman who is, you know what I'm saying, talks to that many men. And I'm like, that is so fucking, you know what I'm saying, like, wow. Like, again, I say this all the fucking time. Like, let's be honest. If a woman is single and I just meet you, right? And you know what I'm saying? And then you like, you want to take me on a date. Why in the fuck would I stop talking to everybody that I was talking to because you took me on a date? Are we together?
Absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Why in the fuck would I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, just close all my options because we went on a fucking date. Listen, I'm going on a date with you to see if we are compatible, right, to see if we are connected, to see if, you know what I'm saying, a lot of our interests are, to see if you could be my man. We're dating to find that out. Why would I stop talking to everybody and you, you know what I'm saying, could be whack, you know what I'm saying, or you could be, you know what I'm saying, a fucking weirdo or something, mm-hmm, and I'm going on a date with you, and then now I just stop talking to Ricky, Bobby, Mike, and I'm like, but you know what I'm saying, Davin over here is a fucking, you know what I'm saying, like... So, and that's so crazy because y'all want us to stop talking to everybody off of a fucking date. But y'all talk to multiple bitches at the same time. And let me say, okay, multiple women at the same time. And there's nothing wrong with you. Like, if you dated me and we not together, listen, for me, I'm not going to hate on you, you know what I'm saying, dating other people. Because, again, we haven't established anything.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest, y'all. We are grown-ass people. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Grown people. And so for us, you know what I'm saying, like, just getting to know each other, like, we're getting to know each other, we're dating to figure that out, you right, know what I'm saying. I just cannot get to know you in no one date, no two dates, you know what I'm saying. I don't know you like that. So if you're talking to other people, cool, you know what I'm saying. Now if we establishing that, like, hey, we taking it to the next level, then that's when, you know what I'm saying, everybody starts to fall off. But until then, I am not going to, you know what I'm saying, ignore this man, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going on a date with you. Like, get it together. But those comments, they was like, yeah, she not wife material. And I was like, you know what, because men are so fucking, let me say this, a lot of men are insecure. And so what it is, they hate competition when it comes to other men in the dating space. They'll compete with them in sports. They'll compete with them, you know what I'm saying, and stuff, yeah, like that. But when it comes to, like, the woman that they want, they don't want to compete with no other man. Because they want, you know what I'm saying?
You got some men out here that come with it.
Yeah, and they
don't want to put that effort that they want to do part. So easy. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's so crazy because so many men these days feel like they can impress you with their words. Mm-hmm. Nah, baby, we about that action. We want them words, them actions to make the words to match them actions. So you can tell me you're gonna give me the world, and then you still ain't took me nowhere. You ain't did nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, we ain't with that. And it's so crazy because you have so many men that jump in your inbox and be like, hey gorgeous, hey beautiful, and I'm just like, mm-hmm, what do you want?
The reason why that they don't want those other men, because they want to provide you with the bare minimum. But they know if a competition with these men, they gotta come more than the bare minimum. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why that, let's be honest, I'm being so fucking honest, I'm taking out this serious. That's the reason why that I'm still single, because it's all of them. And for me, you can't come with the bare minimum. After all these men, you know what I'm saying, that you know what I'm saying, after me, you gotta stand out. You have to stand out. Like, seriously, you cannot come with just no, you know what I'm saying, oh, I'm not talking about coming just, you know what I'm saying, buying me shit. Not, no, you have to stand out, like, seriously. Because for me, if you come with the bread, man, I'm looking at you like,
you, we ain't in high school.
You gone
we
on
ain't
bed,
in college
baby.
No more. You know what I'm saying? The bare minimum was acceptable because you were kids. But now that you're an adult, be a man and step up and do what the fuck you gotta do. I don't give a fuck about this I ain't get no worries. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn about none of these, this new generation mm-hmm. shit. I need old school mm-hmm. type of vibes. Oh, court
you gotta
me.
Court me. You have to
and
court
I don't
me.
Want no fucking, don't text me all fucking day. Pick up the phone and call me. Or better yet, pull up. I'm a, like I tell Trust all the time, I don't mind talking on the phone. I sit on FaceTime with her all day. Or I sit on FaceTime with anybody. But like if it's my partner or somebody I'm liking on and want to be with, I want to be this. Mm-hmm. That's like a love language of mine, time. I like to spend, even if we just sitting in the room not saying nothing, if I'm reading a book or if you playing games on your phone, just to be in your space, you know what I'm saying? I like time like that. I don't want to sit up and text you all fucking day. Like, mm-hmm. no, I don't want
to
do that.
Don't worry about these other men that I'm talking to, because if you step up, I will eliminate them. You ain't got to do nothing.
It's going to be
baby,
gonna
I will cut
anyway.
Their ass off so fast. Like, when I tell you cut, nigga.
Cut it.
I will cut them so fucking fast, but I gotta make sure that you right for me to cut off the roster. Like
days.
You know what I'm saying? Like seriously, because I was just telling her that somebody just told me that dang, you're a good catch. Why in the hell are you single? You beautiful. And
you know, people that we'll talk about that's funny. Yeah. It's funny. That phrase you said, it's funny you said.
Yeah,
that.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying like,
and I'm like, nigga, it ain't hard. I could have a husband by now. Fuck her boyfriend. She know I could probably have five husbands by now. You know what I'm saying? So, no, it's, but yeah, seriously, it's again, because I need somebody that is going to come healed, happy, and healthy. And I'm saying those three because I am healed, happy, and healthy. You know what I'm saying? My default is happy. I don't give a fuck what's going on in my life. My default, I go right back to happy. You get what I'm saying? Like, this shit is not no fake that I'm, you know what I'm saying? I be putting on for the camera. My default is fucking happy. She noticed to the fucking core of me. I don't give a fuck what I'm going through. Nobody can really tell, bitch, because to be honest, it really don't be shit. I'm like, nigga, I go right back to happy.
Yeah.
I promise you, I'm like, okay, I'm dealing with that, but bitch, where's the happy bubble at? She let me jump back in there, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, a lot of these men, they don't be happy. They do not fucking be happy. And she know what I'm talking about. Be like, damn, you got all these and you not. They not happy. Now, I don't give a fuck. You can have money, status. I don't give a fuck. A lot of people are not happy. And for me, I need the main thing for my spouse, seriously, I need you to already come happy. You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when you're happy, a lot of times, you know,
is.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the fake happy where you're like, you're around people, then I've got to put, I'm talking about, seriously, when nobody is around me, when I'm here by myself, when I tell you, like, seriously, I be happy. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of people is not truly happy because a lot of that, when I notice you already truly happy, I know this comes with peace. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's why my mind be at peace with our shit because, again, I'm happy, I'm not going to fake happy because I'm around you or trying to get your attention or for you to like me. It's just natural. You get what I'm saying? But anyways, stop all talking about that. We can go ahead and jump to our first topic, okay? So our first topic, we're going to talk about which one you want to go with, sis.
Whatever one you
okay, we're going to go ahead and go with, because give your people their flowers. We living in a, you know what I'm saying, a time where, but not even just this time, this period. People, you know what I'm saying, dying every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we thinking that people exempt. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers not exempt. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, every time we look up, so I look on the internet or somebody, you know what I'm saying, be like, somebody then died every fucking day. Like, seriously. And be like, you know what I'm saying, dang, I wish I would have told them this. I wish I would have did this. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Give people their flowers if they, yo, you know what I'm saying? If you really rocking with them, if they family or friends, you know what I'm saying? Let these people know today, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, let me say this. Let them know today that y'all love them, you know what I'm saying? That you care about them. Tell them that you're proud of them. Tell them, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, tell them today. That's why every time that I, you know what I'm saying, I get on the phone with all my friends, they already know what I'm finna say. Love you.
If she don't hang up first. She quick to hang up with some. I said, don't you?
But we
got a bad thing. I tell all my friends that too, love you.
I'm, you know,
if I was like, I'm going to take a nap, mm-hmm. love you. You know, we say something like that. You have to, you just come in a time where you don't have no regrets about not saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to let people know what they mean to you. Even if, because you never know what it'll do for them and how it'll make mm-hmm. their day. You know, they may be having a sucky ass time and they just ain't really saying nothing. They just trying to put on their big girl pants and be like, I'm going to push through. But just for them to know that you appreciate them, it could be the smallest thing or, you know, it don't have to be nothing major. They would really, it would really make them feel good. I done said stuff to people. I'm like, I just really, so I don't know. I said something to somebody one day. I think it was, I don't even know the lady. I think it was a lady that came in my part-time job. And I said, what did I say to her? But she was just so like, I had something. I said, I don't know if I told her that she looked really pretty that day. And I'm like, she just looked, I don't know. I said something, but it's the way she carried herself. And I think I gave her a compliment. And she was just like, her whole face just changed. Like, she was just like,
A lot of times people will not remember what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's so fucking true. A lot of times I can't remember, like, oh, I forgot what this teacher said.
I don't know exactly what I said to her.
Well,
I don't,
you know what I'm saying? Again, just the feeling. So, you know, and like we said, it's a lot of people out here that, you know what I'm saying, dealing with a lot of turmoil in their head. You never know what type of mental space they got going on. You know what I'm saying? They fight demons that people would never know about. So even like you said, your little words, you know, could change somebody's world. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And so I always say to be the light in a lot of the, you know what I'm saying, darkness, because in the world, it be so much crazy shit going on. So even, you know what I'm saying, with you spread positivity, that's the main reason even for the podcast, you know what I'm saying, our slogan is dance in the rain. We say it all the time, and it's the main thing of, like, you know, no matter what you're going through, dance in the rain and give people, you know what I'm saying, show the people today, like you said, that right there, that lady probably went home and, you know, and was smiling more, or probably, you know what I'm saying, did something else good to somebody else. But, you know, we are out here to love each other. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, some fucked up shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
People weird.
You can't change that. But your circle, your core, you know what I'm saying? I don't care, you know, if you was a child and you didn't hear I love you or you didn't get hugs. You cannot change that. We cannot change that.
Mm-mm.
Because, again, there was your parents. There was your, you know, ain't what there was your household. You was a child. You get what I'm saying? But now that you are the, you know what I'm saying, adult, now you have the power to, you know what I'm saying, to change the atmosphere in your home, in your circle, in your space. And so for me, I want to create nothing but positive vibes around me, because it's all that's in me. So it's like everybody around me, I'm going to always let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, that I care for you and I love you. I'm here, you know, and
yeah,
I always do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and not even just your circle. Like, I think with people around you, because another time I did it, it was just like I was walking out of Walmart and a lady was handling like the baby had one was two and she was holding his hand and she had one in one of them little carry things and she was pushing that basket and she was coming out of Walmart and I watched her the whole time in Walmart. She was so patient. She was just so kind to her kids and that mother on that 2-year-old, I would have grabbed his head like, hey, but she was just so patient. And she was so kind. And it so happened that we was parked by each other. And I was coming out. She was coming out. And I told her, I said, you handling it like a boss. Yeah. I like, you're such a good mom. I think I said something like that to her. But she was like, you could tell that she's probably a stay-at-home mom. And her husband probably, if she has a husband, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
That she's married and he pays all the bills. And she's just with the kids all the time. Because you could tell she looked like she's been run ragged. You know, the kids. Whatever. I told her, I was like, I said something to her. But she was just like. And it just made me feel good because I was like, she really handling that shit. And it wasn't supposed to. I was like, that's awesome. Because I would have lost my shit and said, Tanner! Damn it! You know, I would have said
something.
She was WT? She was Caucasian. Mm-hmm. But I like, you know, and she probably coming from a black woman saying it to her. You know, I'm trying to. I mean, y'all know I'm about this. Y'all know it. For real. But, you know, she looked kind. Mm-hmm. And she just needed to hear that. Because I could tell. Maybe the husband. And, you know, I be watching them movies. And so I can kind of see the signs of when people ain't kind of getting them. You know what I'm saying? So I had to just tell them. But it was on my heart to tell them. Because I had been watching her. And I'm like, damn, she handling that. I don't know if I could do. I commend people that can multitask. Because some people are just here to be mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to be a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
But not,
but not like that. But I was like, you know what I'm saying? I know trust and emphasize. Make sure you tell your circle. That's very important.
That's the core of it.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, also, like, spread kindness. You know, sometimes people just need to hear it.
To everybody.
You can save somebody's life, but especially your people around you. You know, you got friends who don't even say that type of stuff to their people. And they be looking like... But you'll make a whole post on Facebook for them, but you know what I'm saying? You don't genuinely pull them to the side and tell them, dog, you know what I'm saying? I really love you, dog. You know, you make my day every time I talk to you. When I don't talk to you, my day feel off. It was one day I didn't talk to her, and I was like, damn, I ain't talked to my dog all day. When she was busy, she was nosy. And I think because I had been working back to back, and normally we'll FaceTime. But y'all hadn't talked to my girl, and it felt off. And then finally, I was like, hi. I felt finally get to see your face. But my nigga.
Yeah, so again, because some people be thinking like, you know, that it makes them feel weak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they show emotions or, man, yeah. I ain't going to tell, you know, because again, like I said, it could be how you was raised. And yeah. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you looking, because some, you know, some people watching this did not, you know what I'm saying, get hugs, you know what I'm saying, to say that when they was kids.
Hugger.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that we didn't have money, but we had that love in my house. So some people had the money, they didn't have the love. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I'm like, I'd rather have the love.
And rich in
than have
care.
The money. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, because now you raised with that core like that, and then you can always get money. But you get what I'm saying? Like, if you just have money, you didn't have this, like, now it's going to take
you. See how, you can tell.
You can tell.
You wasn't hugged as a kid.
You wasn't hugged. You, babe, you need some love.
I had some men there all the time. Did your mama hug you? Yeah. Like, what was that? Mm. But if you want to hear more about giving flowers, giving dick, go ahead and follow us on all of our podcasts. Spotify, iTunes, and Anchor, YouTube. You'll have to go over there and follow. Y'all go over there and finish this with us. We out.
Now, everybody else who's still on our on our podcast listening, because y'all know we give y'all the full episode. We always have to, you know what I'm saying, cut it off halfway for YouTube. But y'all know we rock with y'all the long way. So, you know what I'm saying, y'all get that long dick. You know what I'm saying, the long stroke. But no, seriously, like she said, it is for, you know what I'm saying, everybody. It just makes it to show kindness and to tell people, even if it's a coworker and y'all, you know what I'm saying, that's the one that I always look out for you or something, you know what I'm saying, like, they bringing lunches, you know what I'm saying, it's always just saying, you know, just telling them, thank you, man, I sure appreciate that, just some words of affirmation. It doesn't just have to be just in, you know what I'm saying, your relationship, but just saying it, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, people that you encounter, period. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, building healthy relationships, you know, because people be like, oh, I'm just going to work to do my job. We get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you with these people more than you with anybody, mm-hmm. especially if you work Monday through Friday. You with them 8 hours a day, sometimes 10, give or take, if you got a 4x10 or if you doing overtime. You know what I'm saying? So I try to build that rapport with my team like a family. When I work with my team, like, we really are, like, really so in sync. We all like to do things for each other to make each other smile. And it's only, like, it's a couple of men on our team. And we've gotten them mm-hmm. in the groove of that, too. Like, we make them feel good, and they like the way it feels. Like, if it's something small, like with me and my job, they doing away with coffee cups. Can y'all believe that shit? Mm. Don't want to buy coffee cups no more. They just say, after these run out, we ain't buying no more. Mm. This old multi-millionaire ass company, I'm sorry, y'all, ain't buying no more cups. But the guys on my team love to drink. Every morning, they got to have some coffee. The two that sit in my little pod. So when I went to the Dollar Tree, I got disposable cups. And I brought them and I said, look, this is for this week. I know y'all got to have y'all, because they was throwing a tantrum because they didn't have no cups mm-hmm. today. I said, these are for y'all. I said, I'm going to find y'all ones where y'all can keep and wash. I said, but until then, here you go. And they was like, thank you, Key. Thank you, Key. Thank you. But it's just the small things like that.
The small things like that. $1.25 would have somebody feeling so rich.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It'd be the simplest fucking thing. Seriously, like, even with my nephew, so Father's Day had passed, and I was telling him, I'm like, hey, you know, y'all getting y'all dad something? Now, he said he don't want to, I was like, I don't give a fuck what he said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they have to start young. Like, I need for y'all to already get in the groove. You know what I'm saying? Even when Mother's Day come around, I'll tell them to get their mom something. I said, even if you don't go buy something, I'm like, you know, go ahead and make a card. Do something. Don't just, you know, just not do anything. And I'm not saying you just have to be a gift giver, you know, but giving something.
Yeah.
I mean, something, even if it's free, because a lot of times the free shit
be the most,
you know what I'm saying, more expensive, you know what I'm saying, mentally, you know, for you, be like, because that type of stuff you'll never, you know what I'm saying,
forget,
you know. So it's just like, for real, tell the people, you know what I'm saying.
Did you take them to get them something?
I told him, and then I tell you off era, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so
it be just the small things like that that you think about, and we're men, Truster. Y'all see that on our videos. We into the small things that tug at your heart. Like, yeah, I would love somebody to buy me this. We like nice shit. If somebody wants to gift it to us, absolutely. But it be the small things. You can give me a cup, And I will scream for dear life because I love cups. You know what I'm saying? You get her. Like, trust the little cup I got her.
The best gift ever.
It's her favorite cup.
Ever.
It's her favorite cup. But I was like, it's like, you just have to let, you have to appreciate your people while you can. Because it's life, since we're older now, it's like, I've never experienced this much loss in my life or being just sins. And I guess because when we were younger, we didn't have, we had the internet, but you had to dial up on this shit. We didn't have all these social media outlets where you can kind of see how it's impacting people. Like, you didn't know this type of stuff. So now that it's just one click away, you be having a great day and you click on, you'll see, oh, this famous celebrity that died, like with Kobe Bryant. You're like, who won't, I need you to see the
picture. Right there, like, I say it all the time. That one got, and it was, and because
I'm sorry,
you know,
I had to tell you.
Yeah. But it was the fact that I just, you know, you think some people, that's why I said, think some people exempt. This one of the ones where I'm like, not right now. I know, like, not God. I know you didn't say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know what? I saw this on Instagram and I said I was going to say it on here. They were saying that when people pass away, everybody always get mad at God. But they were saying, why you get mad at God? Because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
It's crazy you said that. Cause
you get what I'm saying?
On my way over here, I read a girl post where she said, I ain't been to church since my auntie died. She was like, I'm so mad at God and I'm confused. And I think people get mad at God because they feel like you're a piece of, he's supposed to protect you from everything. They're like, if you're a God of all things, why couldn't you stop it? But my thing is, we live in an imperfect, and I'm speaking from experience because I've been mad. You know what I'm saying? And I was still kind of mad, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, you know what? We all got to go through it. We all got to go there, go. But it's like, the devil do come to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's a powerful being as well. And as you can see, he's running crazy in this world today, you know what I'm saying? But people do get mad at God, but God, like me, he knows your heart and he knows you're upset. So go ahead and throw your tantrum. Go ahead and be mad at me, but you'll come back around eventually. Mm-hmm. I understand why you're mad, and I'm not mad that you're mad at me, but go ahead, go on. Mm-hmm. Have your little tantrum. You know how we get mad at our mama and be like, I ain't talking to her because she done pissed me out, da, da, da. Same difference, but it's just like, it's life. But nobody acknowledges, gets mad at the devil because who the fuck gives a fuck about him? I'm not giving you my energy. But I accept that you blame it, God, the one that protects you and blesses you. But this one right here, but my and thing is, I don't acknowledge him because that's giving him more of my power. I'm not finna, even though I understand why God does what, I don't understand why God does what he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he's been blessing me. As bad as I am at him, this man done made a way. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you hear me?
Do you hear me?
You know. Girl.
You know me.
And I'm glad that people don't acknowledge the devil. But then again, it's like, if I acknowledge him, would that make me stop doing bad things? Because if I'm doing bad things, I'm pointing it to him still. Girl, that's a whole different topic. But go ahead. Still kill and destroy what we see him.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he the one come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the main reason that people get mad at God is because, you know, if somebody died, I'm like,
they be feeling like, you gotta protect me. Why do you, or maybe it be the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, why did you let it happen like that? You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell my, I don't let, allow myself, my brain to go that far, because, you know, my mind to go deep. And I just don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have to have that faith of a mustard seed and understand that it's a plan for everything, and it just sucks. It just really, it sucks. And I think that when we were younger, we didn't have access to all this. We didn't feel all of this. We weren't knowledgeable of all these things. And now that we are, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know all these things. You know, at any minute, you could be just as happy as whatever, and you walk out that door and a freak accident can happen. Do you want to live your life with regrets? Like, damn, I should have told her I loved her before she walked out that door. Damn, I wish she knew. I thought how pretty she was. Or when she was looking all sad, I should have just did this and did that. You don't want to. We live our life with so many regrets. You know what I'm saying? So even, you can't change the past, y'all, if y'all listening. But you can move forward and start giving your flowers to your people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't got to be a lie. You like, girl, remember back in 1996 when we was at that Freaknik and your hair was swoop? Bitch, I meant to tell you back then, that swoop, bitch. I've been thinking about that swoop your whole life. Your whole life, girl. I've been thinking about that goddamn swoop. It was a perfect swoop. And she probably like, girl, you stupid. But she'll remember that you said some stupid shit like that. But we tried. And it's so crazy because it's like, most people that I encounter, encounter, they really like me. But and if you don't like me, it's like says more about you than it does me. But you know, everybody can't handle all of this. Our personality, you know, it may be suffocating, guys, and I get it. But half the time they don't be liking me over boys. That's how I used to be growing up. But now, if you encounter somebody that don't like you as an adult, it says more about them because you don't even know me. Some people just can't stand your shine. Mm-hmm. Some people just can't stand. They don't like you because of how other people love on you, and it sucks. But that's some inside work that needs. We said this before, but that's the work that needs to be done on you. When I saw it, I'd be like, I don't like her, and I'm like, that's why every time I get ready to fix my mouth, I say I don't like. I'm like, you know what? Don't I say this? I'm like, I ain't gonna say I don't like her because I don't even know her. Mm-hmm. But she just made me feel some kind of way with that energy she gave me. So you know, just like that girl at the bistro. Weren't you proud of me? Because she was like low-key kind of around. I knew she was on break, so I get it. And I was nice. And I'm like, I don't like. And I was like, I ain't like that because she came back around and it was different. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just learning to stop saying I don't like somebody. And some bitches, I just be like, bitch, you stupid. Because the shit you write in them comments, I'm like, that's a dumb bitch. But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. But
I feel you. Let it out.
Sure. I didn't say that because, you know, I'm just saying, like, we just have to be mindful. Like, it really ain't no room to be. You can really, if somebody wronged you and did something wrong, you have every right to not like that person. Mm-hmm. But I just never, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm older, it's like, I don't understand why we say, you don't like somebody, you don't even know them. But it could be their energy. Mm-hmm. It could be the way they mistreated somebody you know. I get that part. But it's like, sometimes you just have to be like, well, do I just don't like her because she did something? Or is it something I need to work on that's making me feel this way? And I just say that because, like, we got to stop giving people our energy like that. We got to stop letting them, like, get to us like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but this one bitch I don't like. I'm be honest with y'all. Y'all cuz ain't gonna sit up here and lie to y'all. I ain't gonna be Mary Poppins on this bitch. It's one bitch I don't like. And it's because she disrespected me. Other than that, I wouldn't have a fucking problem with her. But she disrespected me. And I hope she listening, bitch. And I'm giving you your flowers. Your fuck you flowers. Can I do that?
Yeah. I had the mouth.
That's the only, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you a fuck you flower, bitch. Because you don't I'm saying, you know, like, I'm not perfect. But I'm trying to walk a better walk. A straight walk of being, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to smell the flowers while I'm here. I'm trying to stop and breathe the fresh air. And, you know what I'm saying, be in my little kiki vibe. But I don't like her. And I know I said don't be like, but I really don't like her because she disrespected me.
Well, she did something to you. That's the reason.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I got a reason I like her. But if she hadn't said that, I wouldn't give a fuck about her. Anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the podcast. If you would like to write us, please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on Instagram.
Okay, the letter says, hey, cousins, I'm so annoyed and pissed off that I can't even tell y'all how much I love y'all. So let me just go ahead and say what I got to say. So my homegirl was at a party that I wasn't at, and my boyfriend was there. I was told that my homegirl was trying to make sure that he saw her and be in his face. And a question was being asked at the party, if you could creep with anyone in this room, who would it be? It was told to me that she looked at him but was like, nobody, and giggled. I've been knowing this girl for half my life. I don't even know how to approach the situation. Send help.
Hey, cousin. How you doing, girl? Let me go ahead and send you my phone number so you can call me so we can go beat this bitch ass. Like,
she
needed. I'm just saying, sis, cause ain't no fucking way, bitch. Ain't that first of all, okay, let me go ahead and break this down to you. First of all, that's not your fucking friend. That's not your friend. Like, at the fuck out. And secondly, like, you know, she even did it in a room full of people that know y'all even more, you know what I'm saying, of a fucking, you know what I'm saying, no. Yeah. So, that's further, you know what I'm saying, that she will fuck your man.
If she ain't fucked him.
Seriously. She probably is on low, because if she did that little giggle, like, you probably know what's up, you know what I'm saying? Make a long story short, sis, your friend go fuck your nigga. Or she already fucking him.
Yeah. Hey, cousin. Thank you for writing in. And we love you, too. I know when you're in the midst of chaos, you gave us our flowers in that little bit. Yeah, that's a problem. You don't know how to approach it straight up.
Straight up.
Go up to her and be like, dog, I heard about the party, how you looked at my nigga and was like, if you could creep with somebody, you giggle. What's that about? And before she even get her words out, hitting her mouth. Just hitting her mouth.
Hit her.
Because you know ain't nobody lying. Because why would somebody just automatically say, you didn't say who told you, so it had to be somebody close to you that felt like they wanted to tell you that. And the fact that she kept trying to be in his face, girl, I don't give a fuck how long you been knowing her. You see how the cousin did Vanessa Williams on Soul Food. The cousin fucked my husband. And how Emmy did Diamond on Players Club. That shit don't mean nothing. But my thing is, you got to check her. And my thing is, you either go on, cut this bitch off. Because she going to either be in your life and fuck with your nigga. Or you cut that hoe off and let her free. And she fuck with your nigga. But you got to make sure your nigga is your nigga. Because why he didn't reach out to me and be like, hey.
That part.
My hunger did that at a party, he should have been hitting my line up as soon as she did.
Mm-hmm.
And your hunger acting weird, she's being a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling uncomfortable. I want to tell you before it get back to me. That's the type of relationship I want my man. You know what I'm saying? So when you ask him about it, see his reaction, and you can go from there to see what you need to do. But she's definitely not your friend. Fuck her.
Like, seriously. No, seriously. I'm with you. That's why I said that the person that I choose, I want him to mirror me in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And mirror me in that the loyalty and that respect and that openness.
Because
for me, straight up, I am going to tell. I used to tell, you know what I'm saying, my dude, my cheating ass nigga, you know what I'm saying, who was trying to, you know, his people, you know. But for sure, in a healthy relationship, nigga, you knowing all the shit. Baby, listen, I'm sorry, but your daddy. You know what I'm saying? He was kind of, you know,
uncomfortable.
I'm just giving you the information. They probably won't like that, but I'm just go ahead and let you know. You know what I'm saying? So, I like Kiki said, you gotta say something to him.
Yep. Don't be trying to sit around and wait.
Wait, you gotta say something. You gotta say something to her, like for real.
I agree.
But anyways, we'll go ahead and jump to our next topic. Our next topic is don't be hard on yourself. Just basically don't be hard on yourself. You know, we living in a world that, you know what I'm saying, that we see, we scroll, like she said, with social media, we scroll all day and we see, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people winning in certain areas of their life, whether it's a new house, a new car, new marriage, a new career, you know what I'm saying, like whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, and we don't see the bad things. So a lot of times you compare your life to somebody's wins, you know what I'm saying, that you see on social media, not knowing their losses before they got to their win. You know what I'm saying? They probably, before they got that fucking, you know what I'm saying, that position, they probably applied 20 motherfucking times, you know what I'm saying, they got told no, or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So you looking at that win and you comparing yourself, but you haven't even applied anytime. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of times, like, that we put so much pressure on ourselves because of, you know what I'm saying, what we see other people do, even if it's, especially, like, we'll be like, well, damn, this person the same age as me, how is they, you know what I'm saying, have this or that, and so, you know what I'm saying, we'll be hard on ourselves, like, damn, I gotta go hard, I gotta, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. What I would say is, you know, put your own goals in place and have a timeline for you to accomplish them, not, you know, comparing yourself, even if the person is the same age as you. Everybody not supposed to make it to the finish line at the same time. Some people make it at the finish line, you know what I'm saying, and then have to take a risk, and you know what I'm saying, and then not even go to the next. So it's like, again, you create your own finish line, not, you know what I'm saying, looking on the side of you and be like, dang, you know, Kiki, now we both single, but then she just found her man, you know what I'm saying, and then, oh, shit, I gotta go on, you know what I'm saying, my life is not supposed to be compared to nobody else's because, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in this world, we all are custom made. Why the fuck would I compare my life to yours when I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, custom made to fit in your shoes?
That's,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So a lot of times we are so hard on ourselves of like, damn, I failed at this, I failed at that. It's okay that you're failing. You know what I'm saying? That means you're trying. You're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to get it right all the fucking time. And as I'm saying this, I'm talking to myself, because this is how I talk to myself. You know what I'm saying? I talk to y'all on this podcast how I talk to myself. So I motivate, inspire y'all. I do the same shit to myself.
Yeah.
I be like, bitch, you know what I'm saying, it's okay. Like, damn, it's, you know what I'm saying, even if you don't, you know what I'm saying, have whatever it is that you want, you know what I'm saying, yet, like, You don't have to, you know what I'm saying, like, be so hard on yourself and get down to yourself because you haven't accomplished what you want to accomplish yet.
And then I know that people not going to post the bad on social media. Yeah, unless exactly. Ghetto and you want part. And drama. Yeah. But ain't nobody finna keep posting, oh, I tried to get this house, but the escrow or the underwriters, how this shit work, it fell through or something, I couldn't get the house, or my credit too bad, I couldn't get the car I wanted, or I applied for this position, I went on 12 interviews, and they went with a more experienced candidate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm trying to get pregnant, I ain't got pregnant yet. You don't know how long it took her to have that rainbow baby. You don't know how long it took him. Like she chose to just sit. I'm just saying, like, people are not going to post the struggle. Being in the mud, going through it. They'll post the victory of it. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, which you're not supposed to see they struggle anyway. Mm-hmm. But I just, you know, like,
it's nobody business.
Yeah, like I said, I could get a promotion at my job right now. And the only people that know probably is Charles, my best friend, mm-hmm. and the few people that's the people that's in my circle. I'm not finna go on Facebook, and I'm not knocking nobody that goes on or and be telling everybody how happy they are. But I just feel like I don't give a fuck if y'all know or not. Cause do y'all really give a damn? No. But they, I'm not trying to be feel like I post a cute picture and I think I'm cute, or I may post like a congratulatory to somebody else, or I may post something that's about my niece or something like that. But like, even with the weight loss shit. People be like, do a side-by-side. I don't give a fuck about doing a side-by-side. I don't give a fuck if they know. They see it. Then they knew I was a well.
Come on, now they see it.
But I'm just saying, they knew I was like a fluff-a-luggers. And now I ain't skinny, but I'm saying I'm not as big as I was. Like, they see it. I don't feel like I have. Now, some people do it just for validation for themselves because that's what social media is for. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to post me at the gym. I'm not finna post me doing all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? I may post food places. I'm just saying I'm not a person that really shares like that. Like, the long years ago, I posted everything because I was, like, happy to be on social media. But now I be like, no. I'll just post a picture because I'm trying to put more pictures of myself, take more pictures or whatever. But people that gonna post the bad.
Y'all, listen, if y'all follow Instagram, that girl got two posts up.
Dude,
yeah.
I thought I deleted
them up with y'all. You did? I think one. I got excited when I saw, I was like, oh, my girl didn't start posting on the page. That girl put two pictures. You ain't got them no more? Oh, Lord.
But
shit.
Listen, that was on fucking accident because I have my Facebook and my Instagram linked. Mm-hmm. So if I post on my Facebook, it automatically puts it to the Instagram. Because when I got a message from my little cousin on the picture saying, I'm so happy you post and I look, you make me smile when I see you make a post. And she said, you need to post more often. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try. I just don't be thinking to do that. I just be putting in a story because I'm like, but no, I don't be posting. I'm gonna do better.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit, she got a couple. I don't know. I ain't been back to you. Yeah, I just go to your story.
Yeah, it was just two. And I was like, oh, why is that on her delete? Delete? I didn't want to, because I don't know. Deleted them. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so the main thing is, y'all, listen, don't be hard on yourself.
Give yourself some grace.
Please give yourself grace.
Wrong it's wasn't okay. Overnight.
It's okay that you failed 10 times, baby. Get up and, you know what I'm saying, and dust yourself off again, like Aaliyah said. You know what I'm saying? Like, just still stay the course. It still stay the course, because if it's whatever that you really want to do, like, it is for you. It's okay. Be like, man, I ain't gonna try no. No, keep trying. It's fun. Let's life.
Take
you know
a,
what I'm
if
saying?
You feel like you feel defeated, take you a break.
Yeah.
A little Gatorade break, you know what I'm saying? Because you've been working hard, you feel defeated, and getting that ring again and just fight. You know what I'm saying? Because how you think Beyonce became Beyonce? Mm-hmm. How do you think Kobe became Kobe? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure everything wasn't just handed. They worked hard for it, so.
They kept at it. You know what I'm saying? I always say this. I say this about Michael Jordan all the time. You know, Michael
Blue
Jordan.
Season.
Huh? No, motherfucker.
Sorry.
About the flu jays. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he tried out. He did not make the basketball, his high school basketball team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he wanted, you just got to keep going. Like, all the stuff, you got to keep, you know what I'm saying, going. Like, all the successful people in the world, like, they heard no's more than we have.
And timing is everything, y'all. I truly believe that when it's your time, it's your time. And that's why I had to, like, for me, I had to start moving when I want to move. Like, at my job, everybody was just quick to, they open this position. Half the team applied for the position. They were like, Key, you going to apply? Like, no. I said, my spirit ain't telling me to move for it, but you go right ahead. I hope you get it. They were like, no, it ain't nothing about being complacent. It's just that I'm the type of person, when I want to do something, I'm going to do it, because I want to make sure that when I do it, I'm going to do it and I'm going to love it. I don't want to move because everybody move. I don't want to get over there and hate it. You know what I'm saying? It has to intrigue me and move my spirit and make. And I used to be a person that did it, be like, okay, let me just go ahead and do. No. I've learned that I move on my own terms. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the tortoise. I get there when I get there. When I get there, goddamn, y'all going to be happy I made it. But I ain't into all it. Like, I used to get on social media and be like, oh my gosh, why am I not teaching the school years? And they doing that classroom. I used to get in my feelings so tough. And I'd be like, but you can go and teach if you want to. So why are you feeling some kind of way? Girl, go if you want to do it. Shut the fuck up. And so now I just shut the fuck up. No, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I said that to say, to whom much is given, much is required. So if you want that motherfucking 2024 Mercedes Benz, and you know your credit ain't up to par, start working on your credit. Yep. So yep. When you ready for it, you get it. If you know you want that down payment on the house, cut back on your shopping. Eat, don't eat out. You know, like, do what you got to do to get there.
Because a lot of people, they will complain. They'll complain about not having a house, but they ain't trying to fix their credit score. They'll complain about not having, you know what I'm saying, that Mercedes. But like you said, having this shit. So it's like, you can't complain about not having it without doing no work, y'all.
Yeah, so when you ready to complain, ask yourself, what did I do?
What have I did? You know what I'm saying? Like, because people be like, ah, man, that bitch got the flat stomach. Well, that bitch be in the gym every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't complaining about no bitch that got a flat, because I know my fat ass ain't in that fucking gym. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Like, in my head, I'm like, shit, bitch, look, she doing them sit up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like certain stuff where it's like, don't be hard on yourself, especially if you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't doing no fucking work.
That's right.
You got to do some fucking work, my nigga.
Get the work.
Yeah. But anyways, y'all know what time it is. Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you. Yeah! What's your rando, Freaky Key?
My rando is, the hospital where you were born is the only building you left without entering.
Ooh!
You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Your mama went in there with you.
Yeah.
But you want you. So you got into the building. But then you never entered the building. You left.
Well, you know what? Now, I ain't gay, but my mama pussy on the one that I entered in. I mean, I left out of, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't entered, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't enter in it because I was formed inside of her and I left her. You get what I'm saying? You ain't even think about that.
Yeah, wow.
You feel me? You feel me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My random is, yeah, I cut my fucking hair. Not this fucking bob, okay? I sent Kiki pictures. I cut all of my rear hair off. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously. So, remember I had told y'all some time back when I had took my sewing out that I had accidentally cut the braid, one of the braids. Well, it was like probably two braids. And I had kind of, you know what I'm saying? And so, this time when I took my sewing out and I was like, fuck it. It was like I had like one of them waiting to exhale moments in the mirror.
And Bernadette.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't wear my rear hair. No, bitch, I got them scissors out and I cut all of my fucking hair off.
How did you feel after you did it?
Because my mama had came after I cut it. She cut some more, bitch.
Yeah.
It was like,
it'll grow back.
It'll grow. And then I was saying in my head, I'm like, I don't wear my hair.
And it'll grow. When you do, you don't wear your hair. No way, you don't. But I'm just saying, like, it'll grow back healthy. You know, mm-hmm. I never gave a damn about her. I done had my hair this short.
So I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. But there was the first time in my life where I actually got some scissors and cut all of my fucking hair off.
It's gonna grow back, so hold on.
I was like, wow. It was, to be honest, it was like a freeing moment where I was like, fuck it.
I am not my hair.
I was like, fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's do something today. Let's just cut, bitch. Let's just cut. And bitch, I cut.
You're a psychopath.
Like,
she
I was
sent
like.
She sent me a picture of it, and I was like, I think I was right.
Because you was like, what is it?
I said, you cut. I thought she was sending this because she know I like her with bobs. Mm-hmm. That's what I initially thought, that mm-hmm. she was cutting the bob. Weed,
bitch. I cut my real hair.
And I'm like.
And bitch, inches. Not no, bitch. It was like, it was here, and bitch, I cut here.
Oh, it's up to your ear.
Bitch, like, you know, it ain't thick, but yeah, bitch. It's shout.
I thought you had cut it off like this.
Not fro-fro.
But you cut enough out to where you cut it off.
Yeah, it looked like a fro.
Okay, because your hair curl up.
Shit. But anyways, what is your song of the week?
My song of the week is Nobody's Perfect by J. Cole featuring Missy. Missy Elliott, let's give Missy her flowers, because she be singing on them hooks. Nobody's perfect, but you're perfect for me. I like it. You're running. I love it.
Well,
her
J. Cole. I never knew it was her.
After
Miss Missy, My quote of the week is, once you become fearless, life becomes limitless. Mm. Let me repeat that again. Once you become fearless, life becomes limitless. I'm in my fearless year. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing shit that I'm just fearful of. Again, I ain't never cut my hair out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm just living. You know what I'm saying? Whatever comes, bitch, let's just go. We cutting her out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because when you become fearless of, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in your life, it opens up a whole nother realm. Absolutely. Where, you know what I'm saying, you just now, it's like limit. The sky's the limit. What can I do? What's going, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes we just have to just dive off the, you know what I'm saying, the cliff, and just like, you know, where we going?
So you don't eat some watermelon and be fearless?
Huh?
You don't eat some watermelon?
I was fearless when I taste the watermelon. I decided I don't like it. Shit, that was a fear. I don't fucking like watermelon. No, yeah. I like watermelon flavors.
Yeah, and it don't even taste like watermelon.
Exactly. That's probably why I like it.
But you know, I like watermelon now. I used to hate it like you did, but I was like, if they said it's more of a healthier fruit and it has a lot of water in it. So one morning I was like, let me just get this because I'm trying to be better. And I must have picked the good one that was sweet. And I'm like, but I only eat a couple of pieces now. Mm-hmm. Don't give me, I can eat enough, like it's three to four pieces, but other than that, mm-mm. But anyway, yeah.
And then I was looking at some, they said that the fruit in America is way, in other countries, it tastes way better.
I bet.
Because they were saying, like, that how they grow the fruit here is way not certain.
I'm not surprised. You know what I'm saying? America is a lot of things, but that's a whole different thing.
America is so money hungry. That's why so much shit goes, you know what I'm saying? Other countries, they care more about, yeah, I ain't gonna go into that, but America is so fucked up. They so fucking money hungry. And so they don't give a fuck about the people. They just want dollars. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, you got something else you want to say?
I don't.
Well, hey, Silly Squad, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all, for real, we gonna say it again. We gonna give y'all flowers. We really appreciate y'all because, again, y'all listen at the whole podcast. But make sure you go ahead and go over to YouTube, seriously, and subscribe. But Silly Squad, we out!